Good morning. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on this Thursday, April 9th. And in the studio with me this morning is Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks
and
for having me.
For many of our listeners, you will recognize that name and voice, a longtime Morning Edition host here at Raven. But she now is with the Sitka Health Summit. And
correct.
Are you the director there now?
So I'm the director of the Sitka Health Summit. And the summit is a coalition of community partners. Braveheart Volunteers is our newest partner. And they have been gracious enough to agree to serve as our umbrella nonprofit, which is just a huge benefit and help to the organization. Search is also one of our community partners, as is Sitka Community Hospital and the Department of Public Health Nursing here in Sitka.
And there's something kind of cool coming up with.
There is something kind of cool. So you may recognize the name Sitka Health Summit from our annual planning day, which is our core program as an organization. However, we're taking on a few new things. And one of those new things is the MAP, which stands for Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships. It's a mouthful. What it is essentially is a comprehensive community health assessment, which Sitka has never done before. This is looking at health in all of its aspects, all of those factors that affect our personal and collective well-being. So those are the public health system, their health behaviors, their housing, their access to healthy foods, their access to transportation, their arts, their culture, recreation. It's all those aspects of community, right, that impact health. So as a part of this process, this community health assessment process, the MAP, we're holding a community health visioning event. And that is next week, Thursday, April 16th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Kettleson Library. We'll have a light dinner. There's going to be childcare and art projects for the kids. And the grown-ups get to get together and do some brainstorming and visioning about what a healthy Sitka means to them, to you. And together we'll create a vision for where we'd like to see Sitka in 5 years in terms of health. The kids will actually also be working on this with art and with poetry. And at the end of the evening, we'll all join together and we will create a phrase with accompanying artwork that will be an inspiring vision for where we want to take our community through the course of this MAP. And the MAP is going to last 5 years. This is just the very first stage, the assessment stage, where we take a look at the community, see where we are in terms of health, determine what are our strengths, what do we have going for us, what are we doing really well, and what are our gaps, where could we improve upon how we're doing things, how we're meeting the needs of our community members. And the vision is essential to this process, because if you don't have a concept for where you want to end up, it's going to be really hard to get there.
Yeah.
If you don't have a destination in mind, if you're a mariner, you know what I'm talking about, right? If you don't have a destination in mind, you're just going to be meandering along any which way the wind blows. So we as a community want to formulate this destination, this vision for what a healthy Sitka is. And just one person can't do it. Just one organization, Sitka Health Summit, can't do it. It's not our job. It's the job of all of us to create a collective vision.
Well, Sitka certainly is a collaborative community, and lots of great things have come out of agencies and organizations getting together. And this sounds like comprehensive is right. I mean, it sounds like there's just a lot of folks that could be involved here.
There are. And that's our job as the Sitka Health Summit is the convening body for this for this process. And it's our job and the job of the steering committee. So one of the things we did at the very beginning to organize the process is to go out to the community and invite members to join the steering committee. The steering committee oversees the whole process. So our job is to ensure that we are reaching out to as many sectors and little corners of the community as we can to get as much diverse input into not only the vision, but also into the assessments as we can.
Sure, because you want to kind of track if you're on
right.
key or on schedule, I guess, with whatever plan you come up with.
Right. Well, it's a collective endeavor, right? Because we're representing the community. And something very concrete, there are really concrete, you know, benefits that are going to come out of this MAP, this community assessment process. This is a strategic planning process for communities themselves. So it's pretty big. A strategic planning process for communities to improve their health landscape, essentially. During this assessment process, we're looking at four assessments. We're looking at the community through four different lenses. The public health systems assessment, which measures how well our public health partners are working together to deliver public health services. Also, community strengths and themes assessment, which identifies assets we have and also issues that are important to community members. The community health status assessment, which looks at the quantitative data, the numbers on how Sitka's doing in terms of health, so, you know, cardiovascular health, all those kinds of things. And then forces of change is an assessment that identifies what are those factors that affect how we're able to enact positive health changes, political landscape that impacts how we can affect change in our community. So we're going to be going out, we're hitting the streets, and we are going to be looking, we're going to be assessing the community from those four perspectives. The steering committee has self-selected into, you know, those four assessments. They're taking those on. They're inviting other community members to participate in the assessments, and they're going out and they're talking to people to figure out where we are. Now, at the end of the assessment period, which will end mid-September, we're going to have a beautiful, wonderful picture for Sitkins about where we are as a community and where we're going to go. And this is going to be available to everybody on a database through the Sitka Health Summit website. It's going to have all the data. So if you're a business leader, a person involved in an organization, or just an individual, you have access to all of this data to use however you need. If you're with an organization, it can inform your grant applications, your own strategic planning. If you're a business person, you know, this is available to everyone. We're also going to, as a community, come up with an action plan. So we're going to take what we learned, we're going to translate it into concrete projects that we can accomplish over the next few years that will improve our health.
So this visioning, community health visioning session at the library is kind of a preliminary, well, it sort of seems like it's maybe the sort of just opening up the process.
Yeah, we've done a lot of organizing behind the scenes. Now it's time to really go out into the community and say, this is happening. We need your input. So if you attend the visioning meeting, session, event, celebration, that's going to be on Thursday, April 16th, you're going to be contributing to the vision of community health. You're going to be contributing to a vision that will sustain this map, this community health assessment process. You're going to be creating the vision that's going to give us a reason for doing this.
I'll be.
And you'll also have an opportunity to connect with any of the assessments you might be interested in participating in, helping out with, either, you know, going out and doing those surveys, doing those focus groups, collecting that data, or, you know, you might just say, you know, I have some information and experience that might inform your assessment. So we'd love as much input and help as we can get. And we'd love to have you there at the community health visioning event next week to share in a lovely dinner, to do some fun activities and brainstorming around the idea of what makes a healthy Sitka.
And bring the kids.
Bring the kids, because the kids are as much a part of this vision as the adults are. And they are going to do their own visioning, and we're going to synthesize all of that at the end.
Sounds like a huge endeavor, but I guess you have good committees to do the work.
We have amazing community members who are working on the core team, the steering committee, community partners who are helping make this happen.
Well, so in 5 years, looking ahead 5 years, what would you predict?
Well, so this is a five-year grant through the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and it's through SEARCH. So SEARCH got the grant through ANTHC and selected the Sitka Health Summit as the convening body. And I would predict that in 5 years, we're going to have made some pretty concrete health changes based on the data, and that we'll be ready to go again, reassess where we are and celebrate our successes. And then start all over again.
It's never ending.
Which is
process.
Not meant to be a daunting prospect,
well,
but an inspiring one.
Well, you'll have 5 years under your belt.
Well, as a community, we will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds really interesting. And again, if you could just give us the dates and times.
Sure. So this Sitka Community Health Visioning event is happening Thursday, April 16th. That's next week, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Kettleson Library. Come in at 5:30 for a nice dinner. And then we will, by 6 at the latest, get started with our visioning.
And can folks go to a website to sort of check out the Sitka Health Summit if they want to learn more about your...
You can. And it's SitkaHealthSummitAK.org. Please contact me if you have any questions or if you can't make the visioning event but want to contribute or contribute to the assessment. Give me a call, 738-0462, or email me, director@SitkaHealthSummitAK.org.
All right. Melissa Marconi Wenzel, the director of the Sitka Health Summit, and Community Health Visioning next week.
That's right. It's going to be fabulous.
All right. Sounds fun.
Should be.
Thanks for coming in this morning, Melissa.
Thank you.
And great to have you back on the air, although briefly.
It's good to be on the air.